Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from talented writer Michael Kravitz, EMP Causality, a sequel to his two popular novels, Boston Darkens and Boston Flickers. The main characters in the books, the Randall family, transplants from Nebraska, living the classic dream. In Boston Darkens, he demonstrates a possible scenario of a family struggle after an EMP strike, electromagnetic pulse, as his neighbors had an unlikely group of heroes that formed a collaborative, fighting off lawless gangs as they struggled to find food and water. In Boston Flickers, well, it's a longer story, just as captivating as the first. With the stress of time and mounting casualties, the conflict within the Randall family intensifies. With sadness and hope, the readers will be captivated until the very end. Author Michael Kravitz lives in New England, born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, moved to a residential farming community in the 1950s that helped him develop a sense of self-sufficiency and a strong work ethic, qualities he uses as he developed the Ben Randall character. Michael has had a lifetime of experiences enduring many ups and downs, a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Massachusetts, postgrad work at Suffolk University and Boston University, worked as an engineer at Johnson & Johnson, served in the Army during the Vietnam era. He later left his engineering job to run the family business, an extensive traveler, not as a tourist, usually alone and on trains, literally visiting countries all over the world. Michael Kravitz, author of EMP Causality, is with us on This Week in America. Michael, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
What a fascinating background, and all of that is important, isn't it, in your creative world that you live in using people that you've met, scenarios that you've lived through. In your books, as we read EMP Causality and the other books in the series, these are just regular people, aren't they?
These are regular people, and I guess being on the bottom my whole life, I took a cookie-cutter approach, and I just took a town west of Boston, and I just created a scenario, what would likely be the neighbors. And that's what I come up with, some unusual neighbors, a union man, a school teacher, a divorcee, and then the Randall family. And then I also had one of the main characters, a drunk. But everybody sees a drunk, but they don't know why he's drunk. They don't research his soul. They think he's poor and he's a loser, but he isn't a loser. And from this is how I developed my characters. And it's very interesting. And they all have one thing in common. They need to survive this EMP strike. And what's unusual about the EMP strike is that it lays the whole eastern seaboard of the United States into a vast wasteland. They need to survive the new roving gangs that are popping up, and they need to find water and food and shelter. And I put all these neighbors together, and they formed an unusual collaborative for their own safety and to gather food, protection, and water.
Yeah, one of the questions that sort of, you, as you're reading, you're thinking about, and maybe relaying it even to real life, is do you really know who your neighbors are? And that's sort of important, isn't it? Because you say all these people come together, and these are people of vastly different backgrounds.
They're all vastly backgrounds. For one thing, I took a union construction man. He has a home, but it offends a lot of the neighbors because outside of the home, there's construction equipment, 2x4s, lumber, and it kind of offends some of the people, especially in western Massachusetts, where they like to have their pristine lawns, et cetera, et cetera. But after the EMP strike, he becomes a valuable asset when they had to dig a well and really hunt for water. And then when I was talking about the drunk, his house looked like Wuthering Heights. But when they got to know the man, he had food stored up because he didn't need to eat. He didn't like to eat. He donated that. And so we really began to understand. And then the divorcee and her daughter seemed like reclusive people, but they warmed up to the regular neighbors when they found out they wanted to get away from the city. And then one of the most interesting characters I have is a challenge man. His name is Fred. And he is a person in real life, but I had to give him a fictitious name. And he's in his late 70s, and most people don't understand challenged people, but he's a main character in the book, What Makes Him Tick, and his caregiver, who's a tall, neurotic person, and what makes this family unusual. And that's part of the team. And then also I have a state trooper who still lives by and goes by the rule, even though the whole place is in chaos. So.
The book is EMP Causality. Michael Kravitz is the author.
Casualty. Okay, I just want to make just correct one thing. EMP Casualty. It's what this book is about is there have been, through the first few books, a few casualties from the roving gangs. And I take the trip, a road trip, to go to a safe place, a tent city, where they're setting them up on the extremities, like up in Maine and one up near the Mississippi River. And people need to go there to seek medical and a safe place, so to speak.
Yes.
So they call it EMP Casualty, okay?
Yes, and you'll find the book. It's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. And it's EMP Casualty. It's the third in the series that Michael has done. Michael Kravitz, C-R-A-V-I-T-Z, the author. The other's Boston.
K-R-A-V-I-T-Z.
Yes. I'm sorry.
K-R-A-V-I-T-Z, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Kravitz, Boston Darkens, Boston yeah. Flickers, the other two books in the series. Let's go back and talk about this EMP strike. Where did this idea come from? This is a great world that you've created because we've got that going on. We've got everything externally that's happening. And we've got this dynamic with this neighborhood of people that have joined together. The common cause, the common union is survival. How did this idea come to you?
Well, my brother, he puts around with writing a lot, and he is also an engineer. And we've talked about EMP strikes for a long time. They are real. It's a real vehicle that they use. The Russians have tested it, and it will actually fry any kind of a circuit unless they have a Faraday cage around it. And the U.S. government, around Air Force One and several other equipment, they have a Faraday cage. And if an EMP strike goes off, it will fry everything electronics, and it will shut down the whole grid, and it will set us right back into the 1800s. And it will be like a Mad Max situation. And without electricity, you're not in the modern world anymore. All the cars are all electronics, except for this one car, which Ben Randall's son, Randy, has. It's the 56 Buick, and that's the main part of the book, where his car was unaffected, and they still use the car to go around searching for food and safety and shelter. So that's how I came up with it. And the old motorcycles would still work. Anything that's prior to electronic ignition would still be working.
And that's such a fascinating storyline that you've got. And like I say, at the same time, you've got all of these personal stories developing with all these people. When this book starts out, EMP Casualty, you've got, as they try to survive a lawless world, they must now go on a long and dangerous trip. Talk about that. They're taking a military Humvee. Talk about the trip, and without giving too much away, it's a very eventful trip, isn't it?
Well, this is the last scene in my book. And before this point, there has been inner fight within the family. They have a daughter that's underage, and she finally met somebody who speaks many languages, and she sort of had an affair. And her father, being a Christian man, really gets angry, and that set up a lot of tension. But in this last scene, they need to seek medical help for the challenged man. He's in his late 70s. He's diabetic. He has high blood pressure. And he needs to go to a tent city with a real doctor so he can be taken care of and get his insulin. And also riding in the front seat is a female state trooper. And she has a dossier with all the successes that these collaboratives have formed. The people themselves can do a lot of good forming protection. And it's a collaboration between them and the military, how they can survive this. And they want to go out to the military in the western part of in the middle of the country to show how we can coordinate with the civilian people. And she is riding, she is the driver, a female, and she's armed. And next to her is a middle-aged African woman whose nephew was shot and killed, and her sister's out near the Mississippi River, and she needs to tell her sister that her son was killed. She doesn't want to do it by any way, but tell her face to face they're in the front seat. And in the back is this challenged man and his caregiver, which is an interesting but very neurotic, tall, thin man who's taking care of him. He had to leave his loving wife, and they go on this dangerous trip. And there's a lot of adventures, and I try to make it as real as possible.
And you do an excellent job with that, creating this world. Michael Kravitz is the author of EMP Casualty. It's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Michael, you're also active on Facebook as well, aren't you?
Yes, I have my own Facebook, and there is a URL, but it has like 12 numbers on it, and so nobody's going to find it that way. But if you go Facebook, Michael Kravitz, my name, and then when you click onto my Facebook in the toolbar, which all Facebooks have, way up on the right, the little alley, you click it down, and you will see Boston Dawkins. That's my first book. Just click on that, and it's a web page unto itself, and there's a lot of posts up there, and it lists all the three books. And I talk about the books in there, and there's some feedback, and it's a very interesting web page.
And people really like the book, the series, which has been very well received. When you wrote Boston Dawkins, did you have in your mind you were going to do three parts to this?
No, I didn't. And I didn't realize that I was much of a writer. But I want to say that I've gone through my life and I faced a lot of evil in my life. And when you face evil in your life, you can take two roads. You can be vengeful and angry, or you can use it and be more of a humble person. And that's what I try to do, is find some good. But I have a lot of dry humor throughout all three books. And I think anybody who reads any of my three books, you'll see this dry humor, and it'll be very captivating, just like in a Greek tragedy, there's always some humor in there. And this is the way I develop. And when I was writing, everything just flowed so fast. I couldn't write it fast enough. But like anybody else, I did find that I had to have it professionally edited, the Chicago style, to make sure that the English and the grammar was proper. And I had them do that at Book Venture so that everything flows well. And I think it's a first-class book.
It is a first-class book.
The first one is short, only 100 pages, but the second and the third one get longer and longer and even more captivating.
But they really do. The fact that it's longer, it's like, wow, this is good. And it's very difficult to put the book down once you start reading. We're talking about the third book, which is EMP Casualty. Michael Kravitz is the author. Information at Michael's Facebook page, and we'll have that on our website as well. And the book is at bookventure.com. I mentioned in the beginning, you talk about how the book, it sort of flowed as you were writing it. Obviously, you're an observer of people. You've done it all across the world, so you can look at somebody and maybe even pick a backstory to them as you're talking to them. You start out in the introduction of the book talking about being at the Moscow International Airport in winter, and they're trying to de-ice the plane, and the snow is coming down faster than the de-icer is working. Talk about that experience. You had a chance to talk to I believe it was a Swedish businessman that was sitting next to you, and how you really engage people in conversation, which is the joy of the way you like to travel, which is not a tourist, but actually to get to know the people.
Yes, I've done a lot of traveling. I was at a point in my life where I've had a lot of people disappoint me. I don't know if you ever met people that you really trusted them. And I've had some people who really done some serious evil. Well, I was at a point in my life where I was deeply in debt. I was disappointed. I guess I could have taken what little money in my credit cards and flew down to the Caribbean, had a Mai Tai. But I decided to feel, since misery likes its own company, I wanted to go someplace where I felt that I can relate to. So I decided to go to Russia. I've been through Europe. Europe is very nice. It's quaint. It's like, I don't know, early America in the early part of the 1900s. But Russia, believe it or not, I feel is more like American than any other country. The people are very aggressive. They're very poor. They dress very gray. But they come and they talk to you. And I saw a lot in Russia. And when I traveled the train, I met common people. They're all struggling. And when you get to see them heart to heart, they're very interesting, and they open up to you. And the first thing, questions I ask on the plane, are you a businessman? And I would look the Russian in the eye, and I said, do you see any jewelry on me? And he looks at me, and he smiles, and he grabs a bottle of vodka, and we drink, and we had a great time. I took the train ride from St. Petersburg to Moscow. I saw Lenin's tomb. I don't know. I love Russia, and I love traveling with the people, and I met an elderly lady there who spoke broken English. I paid her some money to take me around Russia, not as a tourist. And I ate where the Russians did. I didn't go to that tourist place. So I was sitting in these little things, eating beet juice, and these big Russians with the gray suits, and they're all looking at me. They knew I was an American, but they didn't feel threatened. They weren't angry. So that's how I traveled. And it was an experience. And I will never forget it. It was a great experience.
Yeah, and you're able to bring that as you capture characters for the book. What a great way to learn about the world and to learn about humanity when you get a chance to see these people as real people, not something on a documentary or something we see on a newscast, but you were there actually breaking bread and drinking vodka with them, traveling with them on the train. A couple minutes left in the program. Boston Darkens, excellent job. Boston Flickers, excellent job. Same with EMP Casualty. What are you working on now? Any story ideas you're working on?
Yes, well, I'm working with somebody else, but I do have a fourth book, and I already know the whole story. I haven't written it yet, but it's going to be about the perfect storm, the perfect earthquake. The most earthquake faults are in California, but one of the largest fault lines in the whole country, believe it or not, is on the East Coast. And I'm going to have a scene with a bunch of interesting characters, and it's going to open up in Fenway Park, people sitting up in the Green Monster, a bunch of college kids who understand the sunspots and a geologist, and they're going to, it's going to be like a catastrophe movie where the earthquake is going to hit the whole Northeast Corridor. And I have some people who are college students, where one is a drug lord from Cambodia, the other one has a father that the mother kicked him out from Florida because they deal in cocaine. Then I have two girls whose mother one passed away. So I have some real interesting characters, and it's going to start right there on the Green Monster in Fenway. I'm going to take it from there, and they're going to try to warn people that there's going to be a calamity coming.
You've hooked me already. You've got a great, great imagination, and thank you for sharing it with the readers, and I'm looking forward to having a chance to read that book. The other books are all available, Boston Darkens, Boston Flickers, and the new book from Michael Kravitz, EMP Casualty. You'll find all of that at bookventure.com at the bookstore, available wherever books are sold. And you can click on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go to Book Venture and get all the information. You can follow Michael Kravitz on Facebook as well. Michael, a pleasure having you on the program. Continued success with the new book. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about it. Like I said, you got me hooked already. So keep the books coming. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you for calling me.
It is our pleasure. Michael Kravitz, author of EMP Casualty. You'll find the book at bookventure.com at the bookstore. More, of course, at thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.